T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That Judgment Day call is just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just really bad.
He had that, like, saved. He had it written down on a piece of paper.
You know they do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Announcers truly do that. And then they deny it, which pisses me off more. Like, it's fine. If you want to write something that you think can go down in history as one of the greatest calls ever, cool. But then when it's crap, you can't get mad. Just admit. Like, if John Sterling came out and was like, oh, I wrote that. That's my John Sterling. I didn't have a great John Sterling. If John Sterling just admitted it, I would respect him so much more than if he was like, no, it came to me in the moment. You're full of crap. And you know who else is full of crap?
Who?
Everybody on Twitter last night with a reaction. Roger Maris Jr. in all caps. Oh, finally a home run record we can celebrate. If your name was Frank Maris, nobody'd give a damn about your opinion on this.
Yeah, look, it's not 73 home runs. I mean, Bonds is the man, and whether you like it or not, like, that's the record.
Well, and I understand if you choose to celebrate it. 62 home runs is really...
It's a lot. It's a, like, very incredible feat. It is the American League record. It's something to be celebrated,
yes,
no doubt.
62 home runs is impressive, especially when home runs across the board around baseball are down. So it's a historical season. But my problem is not, well, I'm mad at the steroid users. I understand being mad or disappointed, whatever parental euphemism you want to use for this, but trying to change what happened when, one, a lot of the steroid use, a lot of the PED use in the 90s and even early 2000s was kind of cloak and dagger stuff. Not everything that was used was illegal. As a matter of fact, I thought the morning show did a great job today pointing out that some of the things that are legal now are actually just as PED, you know, performance enhancing, right, as the things that were discouraged banned but not then. Banned back yeah. then. And like, I just think like, okay, cool season. It didn't need to be on broken in on every play. It did. It doesn't replace what Bonds or McGuire did. And I think that when I hear adults say Aaron Judge is the real home run king,
mm-hmm.
I hear my 8-year-old talking.
Just white noise.
I hear somebody in fantasy land blabbering out their ass, trying to talk off a soapbox when nobody can. And it pisses me off even more when media does it, because some of these dudes were actually in the locker rooms where it was like a big sign that said Mark McGuire's creatine coffin. You know, like they were like these. It was apparent these guys were mm-hmm. doing things if you were in the locker room. And managers and Bud Selig's in the Hall of Fame. And it's this selective hypocrisy. If we want to damn everything that's happened in the late 80s, early 90s, and early 2000s, okay. If it's going to be unilateral, nobody from that era should be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's clouded with a suspicion of steroids, I'd get it. But it's select. It's the guys who use that to hit 70 home runs, not Brady Anderson, who used it to maybe get a huge contract from Baltimore and extend his career.
Yeah, I don't care, to be honest with you. Like, I don't look at the steroid guys as an era that is tainted, stained, whatever you want to call it. It happened, and it was part of the game to me. I do look at Judge, and I think people feel like the testing nowadays is much, much better and harder to get by in terms of, you know, actually doing PEDs now than it was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we don't know for a fact that Aaron Judge is clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. Want to believe that he is, right?
Could be. Could also not be.
Right. Don't know. So why would I judge, no pun intended, Aaron Judge differently than Barry Bonds?
So you're saying today is not Judgment Day.
It's Judgment Day.
Lima went off this morning on that, and he was just starting to yell.
Hit his hands.
I believe he
hit
did.
Hit his lung.
He did yell amicus brief, which made me very happy. Have you seen what's going on with the baseball that was caught by the 60-second home run?
The guy that caught the baseball apparently is like a VP for like some multi-billion-dollar company.
I don't know why this triggers me so much, guys. I'm working through some things.
Okay, tell me your problem.
I hate this person.
You hate this person?
Yeah, I like it when poor people catch these souvenirs, man. When they
like rich guys shouldn't get richer.
Yeah, no, they should just hand it to a poor person.
Well, by the way, this guy says he claims he's been offered $2 million for the ball.
Yes, which we'll get into in a second. I just hate it. Because basically, this guy treats, like, I'm fine with poor people being greedy. I am. Right? If you're living paycheck to paycheck and you've got a $2 million offer
a
for baseball,
ticket.
You have to take it. Right? And if you don't, then you're going to spend the rest of your life thinking, I could have changed my life with that offer I got for the baseball.
Yeah, it's like the guy,
this guy,
the Blue Jays fan that missed the ball and then he's kicking himself because he knew it was 61, right? And okay, I get that. That guy could have changed his life.
But this guy is just some corporate schmo who makes probably about what he's been offered in a single year for.
He probably makes $2 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, the company I think is worth like $200 million, which people have pointed out that's probably about what Judge's contract's going to be next year or what he's going to get this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, I haven't felt great about the whole thing. And now that some rich schmo who, and this is the quote, he was asked about it by a WFAA after he caught the ball. And he said, that's a good question. I haven't thought about it. That was his initial reaction, which is such a
hardo move.
Such a goon corporate executive answer. Oh, I haven't thought about it. If you're a rich guy, and I'm sorry, rich people, I don't look down upon you. I just wish I had your money.
Yeah, you do.
All right? I'm a little jealous. I can admit that.
Well, at least you admit it.
But I do think, like, I think the expectations are different for a rich person than a poor person if you catch the friggin' ball. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it probably should be, but it's not. You know, like, if I was a multimillionaire and caught that ball, I still would probably... So let me just clear this up. Like, do you think he should sell it, or do you think he just keeps it because he can?
I think he should give it to Aaron Judge.
Without any...
Oh, no. I mean, I think if he wants a signed jersey, or if he wants his signed jersey from the game, or if he wants season tickets from the Yankees, like, I think those are fair things to ask. Like, yes, the rich are still getting richer, but... Like, does that guy really, does he, what's he going to use the $2 million on? What's he gonna,
nothing. That's why, if he doesn't need the money, why can't he just keep it in his collection?
All right, this is totally just a poor person answer, because I don't want him to have it.
Because you don't want him to have
that's
it.
That's 100% why.
What if he takes the $2 million and donates to charity?
Okay, then all of a sudden, he's less of a corporate executive D-bag. Do we have, are you siding on?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay. Yes. 216-578-0092. So the guy that caught Aaron Judge's historic, in quotation, historic, because it's an AL record and we don't do that in any other sport. AFC, NFC, Western, Eastern Conference records. But historic ball. What's the right thing to do for this guy? Is it a different code of ethics because he is a rich person? He is very financially prosperous. I think it is. I think he should give the ball back to Aaron Judge. Absolutely. A couple signed baseballs. Whatever, like, remember, okay, every time we've seen somebody catch the historic ball, right, and they've gone to exchange it, it's never worth what it would be worth if they just sold the ball. Like, there's nothing Aaron Judge is going to give this dude that's worth $2 million.
Right. Oh, by the way, this guy, Corey Humans, is the VP at Fisher Investments, which manages not $200 million, $200 billion worldwide.
Okay, so he's doing okay.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Like, you caught the ball, though, man. It's his ball. He can do whatever the hell he wants with it.
I think don't be a jag is what my Corey, you've done well. You've done well for yourself. Broker a deal. But if you're just like, what's the point? If he doesn't need the money, what's the point of selling the ball? Is it to be 2%
maybe,
richer?
I mean, maybe he does need the money. Rich people sometimes live paycheck to paycheck.
If you're a VP of a company whose assets are $200 billion.
Doesn't mean he's worth that much money. I mean, he's probably making seven figures a year, I'm guessing.
Oh, he's probably making more than what the ball would get him if that $2 million offer is right.
It could be a year's salary, though.
Yeah, I'm not.
I always used to argue with Adam about this. Like, just because you're rich doesn't mean you don't want more money.
Yeah, but I think
part of the reason you're rich is for that reason.
Yeah, but I think there are certain points where if you are afforded the privilege of being,
it is privilege
of being rich, I think one of the privileges is to do the right thing when you don't need the money. If you're poor. You don't have, like, your obligation is to do that's best for your
it's
family.
It's not like we're arguing about him helping an old lady across the street. It's a baseball that he caught. Like, it's not, I mean, when you hit a baseball out, whether it be a foul ball or a home run, that player's not necessarily entitled to that ball.
No, it's not entitled, but I do think if money's not an obstacle for you, and that's an assumption, a fair thing to say, if money isn't an obstacle for you, then I think it's a civic duty to not be a jag about it. I do. I think at some point you have to say, good God, look at all the stuff I have.
What if the money, just because the money doesn't mean anything to this guy and he is wealthy, but he got lucky and can have this prized possession for the rest of his life, maybe this means more than money to him.
Listen, a Yankee fan can live in Dallas, but like you're in Dallas, it feels as if he's just playing out what his options are with the baseball. So we're asking you. As it turns out, He has the profile of somebody with a lot of money to his name. What should he do with a baseball? Because he has money, because he might not need the money, does that change what he should do with a baseball? Let's go real quick here with Sam. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us? Hello, Sam.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, a couple of things. What is it? I was following the Aaron Judge thing, and after it happened, and the guy Corey Humans, it turns out he's not actually a VP for the company. He's a VP. He's a regional VP for like a local branch in Dallas, and coincidentally, he's also that. I'm not going to say the firm, obviously, but like. It's also one of your advertising partners because while I was on hold, I actually heard one of their commercials. So, what is it? Yeah, I mean, he's probably doing fine. I mean, he's not going hungry or anything like that. But he's probably not in seven figures or even half of that. If he's good at his job, maybe half of that. But I'm in the financial business as well, finances as well. But he's
congrats on all your success.
He's not really a VP, so to speak.
So how much, this may be a good question, Sam, since you're in the financial services, how much money, like what is the definition of rich now? Like how much money do you have to make to be considered rich now?
I mean, it depends. So like there's multi-layers. Like, I mean, if you're a trader and you're good at your job, if you're in FX, like foreign exchange or commodities, something like that, you're probably clearing, if you're good at your job and you're in one of the East Coast cities, $700-$800. And that's not really rich anymore for that. I mean, that's not what I do. That's a lot of money to me, but that's not really right. I think if you're clearing 500, you're doing well. If you're, obviously rich, I guess is like middle seven figures, I guess is what we're, I guess in that world, I suppose.
Excellent stuff, Sam. Thanks for the call, buddy. I think if you have more, all right. So here's my definition of rich. Let's say this guy makes, let's throw out $500,000 a year. That feels like a very conservative amount given whatever his title may or may not be. And let's say he's worth more than the most money that he's been offered for the ball. So he's worth more than $2 million. Let's even go farther. Let's say he's worth more than $2.5 million.
Okay.
And he makes $500,000 a year. I do think it changes your responsibility. Whether you're a Dallas fan.
I don't think so.
Whether you're a Yankees fan, whether you hate the Yankees like me. Like, I despise the Yankees. All right? $2 million would change my life. So I would have to approach it differently if I caught it today. If my life were different and I was making a significant amount of money, I personally would think differently and I might be a little bit more apt to talk with Aaron and say, what does a deal look like to you before
If I had $2 million in the bank, okay, and I get so lucky to catch this ball that's worth $2 million, I would be an absolute idiot to give away $2 million.
Well, that's assuming you're going to give it away for free. He can still get things of value without...
Not $2 million worth.
So a $1.5 million, like what's the
value?
Oh,
I don't know. Whatever you think is a worthy amount for the ball, like whatever the going rate is, like whatever someone's willing to pay for that ball, like I would sell it if I were, what's this guy's name? Paul?
Corey.
Sounds like a Paul, right? I'm insulting Pauls now.
I think you're insulting Pauls. I'm insulting the rich and you're insulting Pauls.
Pauls just seem like a rich name.
Really?
Paul Allen?
Oh, yeah, you got that, but that's... That's not okay. That's one rich guy with the name Paul.
It's the first name I thought of.
What about Steve? Are all Steves rich because Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. By the way, congrats on all your success, Pauls and Steves. Nathan, are you rich?
I am not rich.
All right. Well, congrats on that. We're together. What should the guy who caught the ball do?
So he should. Keep it. It doesn't matter. You guys, everybody that's putting the rich, is he rich, is he poor? The parameters of this whole deal is still the same. It's a dude that caught the ball. What he does with it doesn't matter. It just because he makes $1 million a year, how does that make anything different?
So if he's worth $20 million, it's right? Not much. It's not a completely different circumstance than somebody who maybe makes $20,000 a year.
How is that? It's still a ball.
Well, because he doesn't, the money's not, if you're worth 20, but Nathan, if you're worth $20 million, that $2 million isn't going to impact your life, change your life the way it would. because you're worth $20 million. That's not the same as somebody worth $20,000.
Well, now you're worth $22 million.
Right. And why is he a villain? Because he's rich. Why is he automatically a bad guy?
Because Nick hates rich people.
That's fair. I don't hate rich people.
Dustin, I'm with you.
You know what? Poor people should stick together, Nathan. Just kidding, buddy. You're entitled to your opinion. Nathan there. I don't hate rich people. I hate people.
You're jealous of rich people.
No, that's fair. I'd like to have enough money, and I don't.
What would you do if you were rich?
In this sick case, or just if I was rich in general?
If you were rich, you would be the most smug person in the world.
I actually think it's the opposite. I don't think anybody'd know if I was rich.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like ostentatious.
Well, that's true. I mean, you have one pair of shoes.
That's true. You know what?
Now maybe two now.
Maybe I am rich. Maybe this whole thing's been a bamboozle to get everybody to think I'm poor. No, I really don't like ostentatiousness. I think being very showy with money is, I think it's very poor taste. Now, in fairness to what Nathan was saying, I did absolutely vilify the guy just because he's rich. That's not fair. I can own that. I still hate him. Josh, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us? Hello, Josh.
Yeah, sorry about that. The true question is how is anyone able to authenticate that ball once, if he does sell it for $2 million, yeah, he may get that $2 million.
I think all the balls that were being pitched to him have some sort of an authentication on it, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nick.
I believe you are correct about the balls being pitched to Aaron Judge.
They were pitching different balls to him.
Yes.
Okay. That was my thing. Is how is it authenticated? But if that's the case, then yeah.
Josh, I'll ask you: does it make a difference whether you're rich or poor if you catch that ball, and what you should do with it?
No. Me personally, I would give it back. It doesn't really matter what the value is. Yeah, it may be worth $2 million to me, but it's priceless to Judge or whoever the history hit that history ball. Mm. And to me, that's the moral of that.
Well, you might be a better person, Josh. Good man. We like Josh. Let's go with Howard. Howard, if it were you, whether you have money or not, what would you do if you caught that ball for Aaron Judge?
Well, let's back this up a little bit, because I think, Nick, you opened up a can of worms here, and I think several of your callers have already talked a little bit about it. It's all subjective, right? In today's society, if you think about politics, it's all about let's tax the rich, and no one thinks they're rich. I know a person who owns a yacht doesn't think he's rich, because what's rich to him is having a private plane and a pilot on call. That's rich. It's so subjective. And today, as again, in politics, let's tax the rich. Well, everyone wants to tax the rich because it's not me, because you don't consider you rich. I went to an inner city school. The people that I went to school with, some still hanging on the street corner, some dead or some are in jail. When I go to my reunions, they call me rich because, you know, it is what it is.
It's relative.
It's all relative. And at the same time, I'm not bragging, but I give more than 20% of what I make to charity. So, I don't even want to get into the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Charity, but it's a nonprofit. But my point.
Oh,
he wanted to know about your net worth.
and whether you want to adopt a 37-year-old as your son.
Well, some people say because the cars I drive, well, that's rich. Well, not necessarily. It's all relative. So. I think.
What do you drive, Howard?
It doesn't really matter.
I'm kind of curious.
You're teasing us here with all these.
Just tell me one of the cars you drive.
Porsche.
Okay.
All right. What would you do if you were the fan that caught the ball?
Well, I would hang on to it and see what the value is between Aaron Judge, and you can do a trade with Aaron. Hey, Aaron, you know what? Make me an offer. Your agent make me an offer. Maybe I'll sign a jersey, Aaron Judge. I'll authenticate the jersey, and we'll trade that way. Or, you know, if you got $2 million for it, I'm just using a number, well, then that's your call. But just because you make $20 million and adding two more to the pot doesn't make you a bad person. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I agree.
And you just don't. But I guess my question is, it's all relative. And if we get out of this, who's rich and who's not, I don't think I'm rich. I'm rich in my health, I'm rich in my faith, and I'm rich in I have the great wife. Great. But it's all relative to the people you're talking
you
to.
You seem so more excited about the car.
You threw the great wife in there, not as happy about her as the Porsche.
Howard, great call.
Thank you. Good call.
To vilify Corey Humans, it's fair to say that I should not vilify him for being rich. That doesn't change the idea that if you have, like, if you're at a point, so here's how I would say it. If $2 million doesn't change your quality of life, that to me is what we can all say. If what he would sell the ball for is not a something that would change your life, I think that's fair to say you have enough money where your obligation changes. Listen, in reality, you're free to do whatever you want with a ball.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has an obligation here, Nick.
No, I think you do.
I disagree with you.
I think as a fan of the game, assuming that that's what Corey Humans is, as a fan of the game, I think you should understand the difference, the inherent privilege that you have historically to do something right. That doesn't mean you have to give it away for free. But I think this idea of the way Corey said it, this Corey Human said, well, I got a $2 million offer for it. It felt a little showy in the way that he talked about it. Maybe that's fair. Again, unfair. Maybe I'm suggesting here. I just don't think it's the same thing as if, again, you live paycheck to paycheck making 20 grand a year. Then I think it really is just do whatever's best for you. I think your obligation changes if you are more fortunate. Let's go with Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. You know what? This isn't going to be his last home run of the year, right?
He's got a game today.
No. He's actually out of the lineup for the last game today.
So it was his last home run of the year. Okay.
Well, there goes that. But he values the ball. Do you want the hammer or the nail? Right, I think the bat's way more important than this than a ball. Right, what's special about the ball?
So you're saying you would trade the ball for the bat?
Yeah, how about that? Or why is the bat not the most important thing anyway? That's the thing that did the work.
Because Aaron's not likely to sell the bat.
Oh well, okay. So what does he value then? And who values a ball other than an 8-year-old catching it? You know what I mean? Come on,
somebody who can get $2 million for it.
Well, if he can, then great. But
does his net worth matter in his obligation on whether to give the ball back or not?
No.
All right. A lot of people are agreeing with you, Dusty.
Because I'm right.
See, I gave you an opportunity to be gracious in your victory, and then you, like Kerry Humans or Corey Humans or
Paul,
are just out here being a D in a moment where you could have been a good winner. You could have been a good winner. You could have been a contender. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy? Randy, what's up?
Hey, it doesn't matter. Put the ball on eBay, auction it, give Aaron Judge a right of first refusal to buy it for the highest bidder, and then you move on.
Yeah, I mean, like, if Aaron Judge wants it that badly, make an offer for it.
Well, but, like, what's the offer? Does Aaron Judge need to pay the $2 million? Since he
I don't
hit
know.
It.
I mean, if
since
he
it's his part of history. Can we not give him 25% off? Does he not get a 50% discount?
No.
No. Auction it on eBay with a right of first refusal to Aaron Judge. If he wants to buy it to match the high end bidder,
the buy it now?
Then
the buy it now price?
What's the buy it now price?
Yeah, if you already have an offer for $2 million, what's the buy it now price? Is the buy it now price like double that?
Buy it now is going to be like four.
Yeah, $4 million is a lot of money. I can give that. Czar.
If I'm Aaron Judge doesn't make that much money right now.
He will. Czar.
No, I know he will.
Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us real quick?
Okay, real quick. Nick, hypothetically, you said if the guy is worth $20 million, Would that have any bearing on whether he takes $2 million for the ball? That's 10% of his net value.
Uh-huh.
You, let's say hypothetically, you make $70,000.
Oh, you God, catch, that'd be nice.
You catch a baseball, and which has got some record attached to it. Would you be willing to cough up $7,000? Because that's 10% of your worth. Would you be willing to give up the $7,000?
$7,000? Yeah, I mean, $7,000, okay. In this case, $7,000 wouldn't change my life.
Right, but you were saying, hypothetically, 20%. So I took, or $20 million, I took, you said $2 million, that's only 10%.
Well, yeah, but the difference was,
perspective for the common man, $70,000, are you going to cough up seven?
I understand what you're saying, but that $7,000 on a $70,000 salary probably matters more than 10% of $20 million, yes? Like in terms of just day-to-day expenses and living, $7,000 to somebody making $70,000 versus $2 million to somebody worth $20 million, we're not in the same ballpark. We're not even in the same town, right?
I think it's all based on perspective.
Czar, we appreciate you, buddy. If Jose Ramirez had hit the 60-second home run, would we have different expectations, even of a rich person in Cleveland, than we would, like, in this case, Corey Humans is watching the home run in Dallas. It's fair to ask whether he's a Rangers fan or a Yankees fan. But, like, if you're the fan of a team, does that change your obligation if you catch the ball?
Listen, I personally don't think there's any obligation, period, to whoever catches the ball, fandom aside.
I think the obligation is to be considerate. To be considerable and to be reasonable.
I mean, like,
when
your argument about the money, I mean, it should go both ways here, too, because we're talking about, like, Aaron Judge, who's going to be, like, a billionaire athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we owe him anything?
Because it's his history. It's not your history.
Yeah, he made, but
you were fortunate. It is a.
Yeah, but if it were not for the fans, he wouldn't even have this opportunity to create history.
I think that's straw man.
I think what you're saying, strongman.
I think that, quite frankly, I think in historical moments, like if you just catch a random ball, like you catch somebody's third home run or, you know, the third of four home runs in a day, I think you're fine. But I think when it comes to history, I think if you're a participant in history, I do think you need to understand that. Again, it doesn't mean he has to do anything. But I think
Now Corey Humans is part of history.
He's adjacent to history. He's not really part of it.
He caught it.
Yeah, that's not really a talent. That's not really like, oh, he caught it. Somebody else could have caught it. Okay.
Bartman caught it.
Yeah. Well, and look what happened to him. He had to move out of Chicago. I think some people's hatred of New York is shading this. And I would just ask, if we were in Cleveland and this was Jose Ramirez hitting the ball to short right field, you catch the ball. As a fan of that team, does it change how we look at this? Especially
Not
when
me.
We involve the money side of things. Well, yeah, but you're Dustin. Gary, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
How you doing? Yeah, I tell you what. That ball is worth what it's worth. And if Aaron Justin wants it, he can buy it. You know what I mean? What are you guys talking about? I mean, Dustin, you're right on track.
Well, what other great players have had to buy the ball? Like, Mark McGwire didn't have to buy the ball.
He also doesn't, I mean, yes, he doesn't have to buy the ball.
Well, no, but the point is, Mark McGwire brokered a deal where he gave, I can't remember the exact deal, but Mark McGwire, thank you, Gary, brokered a deal where he was able to give, whether it was the team helped with season tickets, and then there was, like, other memorabilia that was given. So
Aaron Judge has the opportunity to have his agency or representation reach out to Mr. Humans and try and broker some sort of a deal.
Mm-hmm. And I think, so my greater point is because...
Oh, there's a greater point.
I would say there is.
Well, let's hear it.
My greater point is, I think because he does have the value of having a profitable job, and we're presuming richness... I think the only obligation is to listen, to listen to Aaron Judge and see whether it's in merch, whether it's in whatever.
What he's offering up.
Yes. I do think he at least owes it to Aaron as a guy who got lucky to catch the ball, as a guy who's a part of history, I think he at least owes it to Aaron to at least have that conversation first before selling it.
Take the call, take the conversation. I think that's fine. Like, if that's the only obligation he has to do, I'm okay with that.
Let's go with Aramis. What's up?
Aramis.
Yeah, so I have a sidebar, and then I have an actual statement to make. So if Aaron Judge gets the ball back, right?
You broke up there. Aramis.
You cut out there, Aramis.
Aaron Judge goes and he
start over, Aramis.
If Aaron Judge gets the ball back, let's say for season tickets to the person, right? No monetary money, you know, going to him. Let's say down the road Aaron Judge goes broke and he sells that ball. He should give a percentage of that ball to the guy or his family if he's still not around. But here's my other question to you. Everybody assumes that that ball needs to go to Aaron Judge. What about the actual pitcher that's going to go down in history and infamous with yesterday in the 60-second home run? What if he says, hey, wait a minute, I want that ball. I threw that ball at Aaron Judge.
Well, that's just not how it's worked historically.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though, is that there's no rule, there's no rule regulation saying the ball has to go to the batter.
Yeah,
well,
but this is.
I will want the ball.
But see, I think that's. I don't want to go straw man. I think that's just a whataboutism to conflate from the conversation. I think the conversation is, if you catch a ball, a historically significant ball, whether you're rich or not, do you owe anything to the player who is actually the person that achieved history? And listen, like Albert Pujols, I can't remember, there was a Pittsburgh couple that caught one of his historic home runs. And Albert said, why don't you keep the ball? Because it's going to mean more to you than it would to me because I've hit 700 of these. That, I think, is interesting. But yes, it is the batter and it is the fan that caught it. Brad, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. You know what I find interesting about this is everybody's thinking such a short-term play on this. I would be thinking the Bobby Bonilla contract for baseball. I'd want a 25-year, $20,000 or $25,000 every year for 25 years for the baseball. Yeah, I would love to give it back to him, but it's got to be worth it to me. These guys make millions upon millions of dollars. This is nothing more than a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 trophy case item for Aaron Judge or any of these professional athletes.
That's the same thing for the rich guy that caught the ball, right? It's nothing more than a highly expensive trophy case item.
Yeah, it's nothing more than the guy being able to say, yeah, that's Aaron Judge's 60-second ball hanging up over there on my mantle. And everybody, it's a talking point. But for Aaron Judge, it obviously means something for him. But for me, I don't make $2 million a year. I don't have $20 million in the bank. So if I'm doing it, I'm playing the Bobby Bonilla deal, guys. I would love $25,000 a year for the next 25 years. I figure it out. That's what my price is.
You know what? If you could get a team to give you that, I'm all for it. If you could get just another rich person to give you that, I'm even more for it. Maybe that's what bugs me. It does feel like, and again, he was asked by it, so I don't want to try and villainize further Corey Humans, the guy that caught the 60-second home run. But it does feel like a lot of the responses that I hear from you guys, it just sounds incredibly cynical. Mm-hmm. Like, and granted, I don't, like, if I caught the 60-second home run, I personally would not hold it as this great thing because the 60-second home run doesn't matter to me because it's not the 74th home run. But, like, it just, you know what? It's just a business decision. Doesn't matter. Is nothing sacred anymore? Is nothing cool anymore? Are we all just a bunch? And again, I was the guy that was just absolutely wealth shaming somebody for their decision. But does nothing matter anymore? Can we not realize how cool it is? What a cool privilege it is to catch history and be a part of history, even though your contribution is catching it? Like, they say, just give it away. Doesn't matter to you. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to Aaron Judge. Okay. 216-578.
Just a baseball, Nick.
Interesting. Interesting. I disagree. I disagree that it's just a baseball.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.